Welcome to the BWFA Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast series brought to you by Baltimore, Washington Financial Advisors. This podcast is informational and not a specific recommendation. Please consult with your financial advisor.
Welcome back. This is Larry Post, Senior Tax and Planning Advisor at Baltimore, Washington Financial Advisors. And in the sixth episode of Tax Myths, today we're going to talk about IRS audits and errors that you may or may not make on your tax return. So let's begin with the misconception that my income's too low for an audit. Again, there are many types of audits done by the Internal Revenue Service. Some of them are random, where they just pick random returns for audit. It is not dependent on your income level. Others are based on the type of income you have. Are you a sole proprietor versus an employee? It may be based on the percent of charitable contributions to income. So they have different criteria that they check. The chance of audit is very slim to begin with. Obviously, as your income goes up and the more that the percent of being audited is greater. But that's just common sense and true fact. But income being too small for audit is a falsehood. You still may be subject to audit. If I have a home office deduction, I have a higher chance of audit. Well, that used to be a case. I think that it was a very much misused area of the code. It has become a lot more stringent. There's a lot more case law around it. And I think more people understand how the home office deduction works. So that isn't necessarily true anymore, that because you have a home office deduction, you are automatically a greater chance of being audited. I can say one thing about any deduction that you or income on your return is keep detailed records. You know, people say, well, I don't want a chance of audit, so I'm not going to deduct something. Well, that's not necessarily the smartest thing. You are entitled to save taxes as the law allows. So if you have detailed records, take it. You shouldn't be concerned about the audit if you're doing nothing wrong and you have records. Going on extension increases my likelihood of audit. That is not true. That is not true at all. When they do random audits, they take them from all the tax returns filed. So going on extension does not mean you're more likelihood for audit, especially if you have K-1s and things that you just can't get. That's a reason for audit. The K-1's issued to you. They don't audit your return if they have a question about the K-1 because that's not where it get generated by you. So overpaying, you're not going to get audited. If I overpay and get a refund, I'm not going to get audited. If I owe money, I'm going to get audited a higher likelihood. That's false. Remember that whether you're overpaid and getting a refund or you owe money is solely dependent on how much money you pay in. And remember, your tax withholding, your estimated tax payments are just a deposit against the tax. It's a deposit. And when you file your tax return, you calculate your tax, and then you either have a refund or you have a balance due. Some people think that when you owe money, your tax is higher than if you get money back. It has nothing to do with that. Your withholding and estimated tax payments are just a deposit. When it comes time to file, if you owe money, you pay. If you're getting money back, you get a refund. But that is not going to change your likelihood of audit at all. And the last thing I just want to talk about is this idea, errors on your return. So understand that a return preparer is not liable for any additional tax you owe due to an error. Remember, the tax is yours. The return preparer not doing something right or wrong doesn't create the tax. If a return preparer forgets to put a 1099 on a tax return because either he never got it from you or he got it and misplaced it and didn't put it on your return, and then you get a notice that says, hey, you didn't report this, you know, $300 of interest income, and you report it and you owe tax. Well, you owed the tax. The moment you got that $300 of interest, you owed the tax. Whether you reported it or not on the original return is irrelevant. So understand that there are such things as preparer penalties for doing things that are wrong. Those are totally different than the tax. The tax will always be the tax preparer. And when you sign your tax return, you are signing that this is all the information and it's accurate. And if you see something missing from your return, like a 1099 from a bank, then it's up to you as the tax return filer, as the taxpayer, to correct that, to raise the concern before it's filed. Just understand that the tax itself on your income is not a return preparer's issue. Now, if there's penalties and interest that you incur and it was the fault of somebody else, okay, then you can have a conversation. But the tax itself does not belong to a preparer. So I just want to be real clear about that, because I think people think that, oh, you made a mistake, therefore I have a higher tax. No. Your tax is always going to be your tax on a return based on your income and deductions. And if something was put on or left off incorrectly, then it gets adjusted and the tax is still yours. It was your income, therefore your tax. I just wanted to clear that up. I hope you enjoyed this, and I look forward to talking to you again in 2 weeks, when we'll talk about a little bit deeper. We'll talk about penalties and punishments from the IRS. And I use that term punishments basically to talk about what are the penalties for doing things wrong. So look forward to seeing you again shortly. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For questions, more information, or to schedule a conversation, please contact Baltimore, Washington Financial Advisors. Past performance is no measure or guarantee of future returns. Investing in securities involves risk, including the risk of principal. The securities and services mentioned here may not be suitable for every investor. You should discuss these with your advisor prior to making a final determination based on your risk tolerance, your investment objectives, and your financial situation. Baltimore, Washington Financial Advisors is a registered investment advisor.